Let's bring in Pat Pagano, who is forecasting from under an umbrella this morning.
Well, it's a lot better than slipping and sliding. What do you say?
Well, there was a, we had a, when I went out this morning, there was if there was sand or stone or you had a deck, it was icy.
Yeah.
But now here at the station, it's up to 38 degrees. When I left my house, it was exactly 32, and I knew, so I wore my ice grippers just to get out to the car and get up our back ramp. But I think it's okay now. I think we're okay now, and now it's just going to be a cold rain.
It's a Marshall Miles day, ladies and gentlemen, 45 to 50 with rain.
And not just rain, but heavy rain, right?
Some of the rain will be heavy. That is correct.
I hate this.
Yeah, I know you do. This is like, I don't know how many times we've been through this, but rain will end tonight after midnight, mid-40s. So it's not going to be too cold yet. Partly cloudy and breezy Saturday, 45 to 50. Another cold front goes through Saturday afternoon. That drops us into the teens Saturday night.
Oh!
What a change. And Sunday, as opposed to being in the 40s, only in the low 30s, sunny and chilly. Another storm right now that's beginning to gather strength in New Mexico. We'll head our way, and it'll cloud up on Monday, 40 to 45. We are expecting some rain New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. But it will still be mild on New Year's Day with highs in the 50s.
And it's going to be heavy rain for New Year's Eve?
Right now, it doesn't look heavy for us. It looks light. But nevertheless, it's still rain for all those Times Square people. That could be interesting because some of the modeling for New York City definitely forecasting heavy rain around midnight.
Oh, they're all going to be drunk anyways.
Yeah, I guess so. You're right.
They'll just go back into the bar. You know, it's amazing. I have somebody who actually threw confetti 1 year. Yet you have to go through a lot of things to be able to throw the confetti out the buildings in New York. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, they're specific. You're picked for it. And you can't drink. You can't do anything like that. And you're very heavily monitored. But he did it 1 year, and he was amazed. They threw all the stuff out, right? And there's a certain way the confetti's cut and everything like that, so it flows down. But he said by the time they got down after they finished throwing it, it was like 20 after 12, maybe a half hour after that, and the streets were just about empty. He says, it's amazing. Everybody goes.
Everybody just leaves. Huh? Well, they go to the bars.
The bars, right? And stuff like that. It's amazing how quickly everybody vacates the premises.
Yeah, no desire to go to Times Square.
I've never had that. You know, as much as I like to drink and do other things when I was growing up and living in Kingston. And Kingston, heck, I was just an hour and a half away.
Right.
And I could go down by train and come back by train because he even ran. But it never interest me to get drunk in New York City on New Year's Eve. It just never, ever interested me.
Yeah, I have to say the same. And I didn't have any friends that, you know, sort of, you know, say, come on, let's go. Never. So it's interesting because there are people all over the world that would give anything to be there.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, anyways, it is what it is. So now, when's the cold weather coming in? Still the like second or third week of January?
Well, as I told you yesterday and even last week, there will be episodes of cold. But as far as the pattern changing after the middle part of the month, but I am thinking as we get into like, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, around there of January, you're going to see not only a couple of storms, that won't be big storms, but a couple of snows, that will be bringing in little drips, if you will, of stingingly cold air. And that's just going to be the precursor to the pattern changing after the middle part of the month.
All right, so we might get a little snow at the end of the first week then. I mean, you know, the end of the first week, beginning of the second week of the month.
I think so. I'm thinking that's going to be along the lines right now. So far, I have to say the long-range winter forecast is turning out just the way I kind of expected it.
Yeah,
let's see if it's going to continue that way.
Right, spot on.
Yeah, so far.
That's spot on.
So far. And that's it. You know, did some shopping yesterday for New Year's Eve. Because I have friends over, so I went to get some hors d'oeuvres, and I did some shopping there yesterday, and that's pretty much it. I think I had my yoga last night.
How many friends are you having over?
Altogether eight.
You know what I found once? We had an open house at our cable TV station, and we bought hors d'oeuvres and made them.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was far easier. The next time we did it, we made our own hors d'oeuvres. It was just easier, believe it or not. If you don't have a lot of people, you know, 8 to 10 people, you can make your own hors d'oeuvres, and they like them just as well.
Yeah, I agree. I just didn't want to be bothered.
Yeah, I know.
I just didn't. You know, I have it all written down. You know, the oven settings and how long.
Pigs in a blanket.
Off with the lower settings. Huh? And graduate up to the higher settings in the oven.
And you're serving pigs in a blanket, aren't you?
Yes.
You have to do that. You have to.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, little quiches and things like that. And I'm just going to do that all night long. And, you know, not have any kind of specific, like, you know, it's time for dinner or something like that. Keep serving them warm.
Have you noticed that people who don't eat hot dogs and won't eat hot dogs will eat pigs in a blanket?
Why is that?
Well, because it's a little thing, and they dip it in the mustard or whatever dipping sauce you give them, and it's not like they're eating a whole hot dog. They won't eat a whole hot dog, but they'll eat the mini bite things.
Isn't it interesting? Because let's face it, I don't care what hot dog you buy. There's fillers in that.
There's fillers in every hot dog.
Yeah, that's just not good for you.
Yeah, but hot dogs are hot dogs. You know, what are you going to do? Bologna is actually a cold hot dog. When you're eating bologna, you're getting all the filler stuff in bologna.
Right.
It really is. It's just cold hot dogs that's sliced in a big round slice. That's all bologna is.
I guess, you know, you're right, Marshall. I don't eat bologna, but, you know.
That's all it is. It's all the mishmash they put together.
I'm sure there's mishmash in almost every food that you buy.
That's it. So you serving any corn dogs?
No, but I did get breaded shrimp.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, breaded shrimp. I'm trying to remember what else I bought. I saw something else. Small little they call them chicken parmesans.
Oh yeah, those are good. You should get the breaded the coconut breaded shrimp.
Shrimp. That's what I got.
Oh, I'm coming over.
Yep, I got that. Yep, I got that. And there was something else. I think they're called bites, and it's brie cheese and honey bites.
All right.
You know, whatever I thought looked good, I just picked up, and I figured, well, they could eat. They could just eat all night, have the hors d'oeuvres all night long, and
nibble. That's it.
And that's it. And then when after New Year's. Have your coffee and get out.
That's right. Nibble your way through the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Pat, now you're work Monday, right?
I'm here Monday.
I'll speak to you Monday. Have a good weekend in preparation.
Yeah, you do the same. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat, take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast. That'll wrap up the first hour. All you folks on Facebook Live, thanks for joining us today. Every day that we're on, Monday through Friday, have a great weekend. And, hey, you can all follow us, RobinHoodRadio.com, streaming live or on TuneIn. You can also follow us on the Robin Hood Radio Network, WHDD AM and FM Sharon, WBSL FM Sheffield, and WLHV FM 88.1 Annandale and Hudson, and WHDD FM 97.5 FM.